This is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
There is nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome back into our studio. You are now inside Studio 2009. I'm, of course, Steve, Joe, and Mike. Joining me, as always, Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Today we level up with Free Guy.
Mondays, am I right, Joe?
You said it, guy.
Yeah. Don't have a good day. Have a great day.
Everybody down on the ground!
Hey, bud, you ever think that there's got to be more?
More than what?
The stuff we do day after day. Being shot at? Run over? Taken hostage?
Everybody down on the ground!
Today's going to be different.
Hi.
God, this isn't you. You don't do this, man.
Maybe I do.
Joe, this is scary.
He's just resting.
In pieces. That man is dead.
He's so sleepy.
But it's just a squeeze me.
Wow.
Is this what recreational drugs feel like?
Guy, this world, it's a video game. And it's full of bad guys.
I'm a rule breaker. I'm a rattle chicka 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 snaker.
We need you to be the good guy.
I'm sorry! Oh, God!
Is that a Glock in your pocket?
No.
What?
It's two Glocks.
Oh!
I'm not gonna be the good guy.
I'm gonna be the great guy.
Okay. Well, enjoy your lifetime supply of virginity. Off you go.
Yes. Yes, we do.
This is all your fault.
Yes. Well, when I first caught wind of this, it had been delayed multiple times, but it was because of the Disney Fox takeover mm-hmm. thing going on. Mm-hmm. So it was really one of those things I was unsure about. But knowing it's a Ryan Reynolds film, I pretty much knew I was going to watch it because I've seen pretty much everything with him as an actor in a film. And I saw the trailer and I was like, okay, this is hilarious and it's great at the same time. I have to watch this. And then I watched it and I sent it your way and I'm like, hey, you have to watch this.
Mm-hmm. I can count on one hand and half a foot how many Ryan Reynolds films I actually enjoy. I'm not trying to be negative about it. I'm just saying, like, literally, I can, like, it's five or six films, and this, like, After I watched this, I put a tweet out there. I said my top four or top five or top six or whatever it was. This was at number one. Six Underground was at number two. Safe House was at number three. And I think the original Van Wilder was at number four, only because it was the original Van Wilder and it was the first thing I had ever seen him in. Six Underground, I love that movie. We're going to have to cover that at some point.
I did watch that this last week.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yeah. I was on a Ryan Reynolds kick.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, of course, one of the many films. Have you watched Red Notice?
Not yet.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. It's very good. So, having seen Red Notice, I would put Free Guy first, then Red Notice,
mm-hmm.
then probably Six Underground, among others.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed this little run down memory lane with Ryan Reynolds films.
Huh, interesting. Well, we're going to have to add another one to that because he is in The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard because yep. that's a sequel to The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yep.
And yeah, so anyway, yeah, that's a discussion for another day. But no, Six Underground, I absolutely love that. Just like I love this film. This film, if I had planned a little better, we might have almost done a double shot with this one because as soon as you said this to me and as soon as I went and did my research on Free Guy, I'm like, hey, it's kind of like Guns Akimbo. Guns Akimbo is the only Daniel Radcliffe movie I have actively chosen to watch because it's similar to this. It's not a video game world thing, but it's similar to it because the real world is basically a video game in that movie. So, yeah, you'll have to check that out at some point. It's one of those few. Think of Judge Dredd, but for video games. It's one of those dystopian future type things. Anyway, Free Guy. It was budgeted at between $100 and $125 million, and it made just north of $331 million. Not bad.
And it was a theater release.
I know, right? You think?
Yeah. It was originally supposed to come out July 3rd, 2020.
Yep.
But was delayed to that, you know, the August release date because yep. of
the Disney COVID. Fox thing. Yeah. Yeah,
well, that. Because of COVID, actually.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
But they said that the funny thing about it was a blessing in disguise because it allowed them to tap into Disney's pool of actors and things. And so they were able to greatly change up the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And so it's been out on disc release since October 12th.
Yep.
And my goodness, this was an entertaining film.
Yes, it was. Guy is a non-playable character in Free City.
Yep.
Oh, they want to create their own little worlds. And the company that they work for, or that the humans in the real world work for, is Tsunami. Oh, I find that hilarious.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that these two friends ended up selling, you know, the game
mm-hmm.
to this Antoine, who is played by
Takeda Wadi.
Yeah.
Watiti.
So, there you go. Yeah. The director actor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he plays this role and you just love to hate him
because
he's a complete idiot.
Yeah.
And he's basically covered up their entire source code and their whole world with his game.
Mm-hmm.
And they've inadvertently created an AI code that contained Millie or the Molotov girl who's in Free City. And, you know, basically it's like GTA on steroids, like, because they wear these glasses, you know, and then one day, you know, Guy, because he sees her and he's specifically written for her code of her character and her preferences and everything else. So he snaps out of his daze and eventually, like, I think he starts out by, before anything goes crazy, and asks for something different at the coffee shop. And they're like, but this is what you always order. And he's like, but I want to try this. And they're like, but, you know, and then the tank starts turning towards him and the cops and everybody. And then he's like, nah, I'm just kidding with you, you know, and then they all go back to normal. He makes some self-depreciating joke about himself and then leaves about how it tastes like his nuts or something like that, or
something like that.
And then, you know, eventually in the bank, like after day after day after day, he finally just one day snaps and is wrestling with one of the player characters and takes their glasses off.
Yeah. One of the bank robbers.
Blows them away.
Yep.
And then a whole new world's open to him. And so he's just leveling up constantly after following her around, and he does nice deeds for people instead of destroying them, which was hilarious. He was leveling up, and then they have like some famous YouTubers and whatnot in the making commentary in the game. I loved all of the different aspects that went into this and the fun that you could tell that they had on this.
And the fact that we get to a point where Chris Evans as Cap shows up, or Chris Evans as himself, essentially. But it's basically, you know, him, you know, talking about Cap and whatever else. I thought that was great.
Get up!
Mom, he's coming in with a death blow!
Get up, guy.
The shit.
Hugh Jackman makes an appearance as a masked avatar in the alley. Sadly, he had already passed away, but Alex Trebek makes an appearance. Let's see. The gamers and the streamers that make appearances, Ninja is the only one I notice off the top of my head.
Well, I'm familiar with Jacksepticeye, Ninja, and Pokimane. But I had no idea who the other three are.
I like the cast. I think the cast is great. I like how the plot is, like, it's a non-player character getting to be a playable character, or at least his own version of a playable character. And, you know, we eventually get to a point where he has to, you know, save the day and save the world and all that, and they have to get to the island, and Antoine releases Dude.
Oh God. With no catchphrase, just a complete buffoon. And
he walks up
and he goes, catchphrase. And they're like, what? I didn't have time to program it.
Catchphrase.
Well, I haven't time to think one up yet. Although catchphrase is a pretty cool catchphrase.
It's so stupid that it works, and it's a really fun film.
One of my favorite parts is towards the end. I mean, I love the whole movie, but the ending where when Guy ends up encountering Dude. And it's basically an unfinished version of Guy developed for Free City 2.
Yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds roided up
for Free City 2. And he looks like a surfer dude that's a total buffoon. And It's funny because Guy is using, you know, all these different things that are in the game, and they're like, he's going in for a death punch. He's going in for a death punch. And then Guy, and then mm-hmm. you see Cap shield, and then this like cheeky like grin from Ryan Reynolds,
mm-hmm.
and then Chris Evans is like, and then what's that's up? And then it yeah. like, and then it cuts back, and then you know he you get that cameo, and then you get the Hulk fist,
mm-hmm.
where he just like blasts him, and then they also get the lightsaber. Which I was hoping would have just like sliced him in two, just for the sake of the capability of it, instead of just like having sparks bounce off him.
Hold on, is that a lightsaber?
Yes,
that's a lightsaber, dude.
Is that a lightsaber?
It is.
And then you get a couple other things, like things from Portal and some other games. But mm-hmm. I love where he knows he's about to go, like he's about to die. And then he puts the glasses on dude, and then he sees all the different options and lets him go and
mm-hmm.
starts running around jumping, and he's getting it had like protein powders and all kinds of other crap for his roided out self.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was just, it was unexpectedly better than I imagined when I sat down to watch it.
Yeah, I approach most Ryan Reynolds films with trepidation just because it's a Ryan Reynolds, it's a film starring Ryan Reynolds. And you know what? I looked at this and I'm like, oh, it's Guns Akimbo, except it's not in the real world. It's in, oh, okay. This is video. This is essentially the, oh God, what if, he's probably not tall enough, but I'm not looking at Ryan Reynolds' stats right now. What if Ryan Reynolds was Luigi and somebody else was Mario in the new Super Mario Brothers? Like, seriously, I got so many Mario vibes off of this. And yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Something that we definitely needed last year and this year was a lot of fun and a fun experience. And there is going to be a sequel, which is and is not surprising all at the same time, because I kind of miss movies just being movies. A couple episodes ago, my buddy Tom DJ and I talked about two films that we felt that really didn't need a sequel. They can stand on their own. We talked about...
I saw Neil posting about this.
Yeah, we talked about...
The other day.
Yeah, we talked about Gunpowder Milkshake on Netflix and The Protégé. Both came out this year. They're... Think of... like The Replacement Killers or something like that. Hell, think of John Wick. They're... I don't want to – we said this in the episode, so I guess I can say it again. They're essentially female versions or different stories for, you know, John Wick-type films type of thing. And I love the John Wick franchise. I want to cover it at some point on here, whether it's with you or with somebody else, doesn't matter. But those movies don't necessarily need a sequel, and I feel that this one doesn't necessarily – like beginning, middle, and end. Guy – his character and all of the characters throughout have arcs and highs and lows and all of that. And I don't necessarily feel like it needs a sequel, but it's getting one.
Well,
eventually.
I'm okay with it getting a sequel just to see where they take it.
Yeah.
But this is perfect as a standalone too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I do agree there are films that they should just stop doing sequels to because it just destroys the franchise or the capability of it having other originalities, I guess. I don't see the need to constantly reinvent the same wheel because you usually fall flat mm-hmm. On repeated attempts. However, you know, this film I wouldn't mind seeing more of because it was just, like I said, entertaining. I did find it funny. Channing Tatum was one of the characters in the game as an avatar. Like, and he hasn't really been acting much lately. I mean, he's starting to come back into the scene now, but it was just kind of funny to see him in there and acting crazy.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything with him since maybe Rise of Cobra. I know that's, yeah, I haven't even seen Retaliation yet, so.
But, well, I mean, I guess he was in the Lego Batman movie as Superman. He was Kingsman.
Okay.
Lego Movie 2, Free Guy. And then he's in a movie that he produced, directed, and post-produced.
Dog.
Yeah.
Good Lord. So,
I don't know. Anyways, back to this movie.
Yes. I really dug it. I thought it was cool. Thought it was fun. It's something I would definitely recommend people watch if you're just looking for some fun, because that's what it is fun.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my go back to and rewatch because it's entertaining, and it's very rare to find something that's intelligently written and humorous.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the stuff out now is just plain crap. So to see this come out so well, I was pretty enthusiastic, and I couldn't help but share that.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite scene in the movie?
Favorite scene. Well, I mentioned I liked the end.
Yep.
Just because of all the different tools that he pulls out of the wearing the glasses. But I would say probably the chamber where he's with Molotov Girl and, you know, he's barely holding his own.
And then he has to level up.
Yeah, when he's trying to level up. But then, you know, also there's him just doing the leveling up in the middle of town.
Mm-hmm.
So that was always entertaining to watch.
Yep. For me, it's a tie between when he finally gets his best friend Buddy on board, and when Guy and Dude have their, you know, little interaction. I thought that was fun. For whenever Disney wants to put out the sequel, I guess I'm technically itching to watch the next film, but I could still watch this and still enjoy this. I'm not necessarily on the edge of my seat for a sequel for it because I enjoy what this is. Yeah. 0 to 5, what would you give it?
Honestly, I'd give it a 5. It's rare I can find a movie nowadays that I genuinely I'm entertained by and like the writing, and it's coherent and it's original.
Yeah.
So this essentially did what the Adam Sandler Pixels movie tried to do years ago, but it actually succeeded.
Pixels.
So, yeah. Oh, terrible movie.
Yeah. Great phone, though. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, come back with the closing after this.
What you talking about, Willis?
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0 and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
All right, folks, we are back. And any final thoughts from you before I close it out, sir?
Honestly, if like you dislike Ryan Reynolds, this is one that I would say that you should check out for his comedy track, especially if you're used to some of his earlier stuff or his bombs, like what's that movie, Green Lantern?
I don't blame him. That was work for hire. That was Warner Brothers. That was whatever.
You got to figure Warner Brothers hasn't had a good track record with any of their films. Just too much studio interference. And yeah, so I guess in the marketing for this movie, Reynolds and Waititi joked that it was nice to work together again. Or work together for the first time, pretending that they knew nothing about the Green Lantern film.
I saw that. That was funny.
Yeah. I'm genuinely enthused with this and what they were able to pull off.
I am too. Thank you for joining us here inside the studio. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on Twitter @GeekcastRadio for the network @ItStudio2009, ITS Studio 2009, all one word. I am @TFGO and Mike, what are your Twitters?
@SCP21 and @SteveFillipsVO.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork, and you can also check out Studio 2009 Podcast over there as well. Join us next time when we will be talking about something. I don't know yet. I haven't had time to plan anything yet, folks. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
You'll hear us back in the studio soon.
Third thing here!